This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast. Everybody thinks they're special, though.
Yeah.
They're all like, oh, I don't need to sign the guest log. I'm so-and-so. Cool. Still need to sign their visitors in. I won't make you wear the silly sticker name badge, but you gotta sign it at least.
Yeah.
Otherwise it comes back to me, right? Oh, you let people in?
Exactly.
Sign the log?
Yeah. You're fired.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want that.
Not at all.
Because I need to get a computer over the summer. I need money for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging my PC. It's pretty awesome.
How much RAM did you get in yours again?
Just eight gigs.
Eight gigs of RAM?
Yeah.
Oh, you just reminded me. I'm selling a solid-state hard drive on Letgo.
Yeah.
Not really advertising that on the podcast, but it's just something that found funny. This guy started to message me, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, is the price negotiable? Because I put it at like, it's an Intel solid-state hard drive. So I put it at like $90.
Yeah.
Because it's not used. It's been opened, the box, but it's never been installed or anything. So it's basically brand new.
Right.
And I was just like, like 2 or 3 months ago, it was selling for like 60 to 180.
Hmm.
So I was like, I'll just pick somewhere in the middle and get it off my hands, right? I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
So it's at $90. This guy's like, is the price negotiable? So I tell him, I guess, yeah, sure. He's like, will you take an amp for it? I was like, what? What kind of amp? And he's like, listen, I make a living using the computer, and all my hard drives are fried. Please help me out. And I'm like, okay. And he says, a solid plate Harmony. I guess that's the amp. I looked it up, and I couldn't really find what it was.
Huh.
He says, if I don't get a hard drive, I'm going to lose money big time. Please, I'll give you stuff, and I have $10 cash. He has $10 cash, but he makes a living off of his computer.
What the hell?
I have a CB2, a CB radio, right?
Yeah.
Drills and tools, too. He's, like, super desperate. I haven't said anything back to him because he just started messaging me today. But I'm just like...
Yeah.
Like, it's just... Oh, my gosh. I could keep it and install it in the computer I'm hoping to build, but... I want a bigger one. It's only like 160 gigs, I think.
Yeah.
Solid state hard drive, which is a decent one, but...
Yeah.
I want a bigger one.
You need at least a terabyte, bro.
No, that's not even true.
Need three terabytes.
Uh-huh. I'll never be able to fill 1 terabyte, but I need 3.
Exactly. It's crazy. I don't understand. That's just so much memory.
I know.
It's nuts. And especially with, like, games, most of their stuff is stored online.
Yeah, Steam. I like the way they do that.
Yeah.
Which that'll make cleaning up my laptop a lot easier.
Yeah, yeah.
All I have to do is pull off, like, Word documents and other important information.
Mm.
Which is what I have the external hard drive for.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy seems pretty desperate. I don't know what to tell him.
I wouldn't go for it, man. I just ignore the things. Somebody will actually pay money for it.
Oh, I know. There was a guy, like, a week before. Let me pull it up. Super funny as well. He's like, is the price negotiable? I guess that's, like, a thing they all can just push a button and it says to the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He said, yeah, it is. And he offered me $40.
Hmm.
I asked him, why is it so low? Has the price dropped that much?
Yeah.
And then he started trying to show me math, right? Like, SanDisk has 240 gigs for $74. And your price is this. So he went, like, however many cents on the dollar it is per gig.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not how it works, man.
Yeah.
You don't pay money per gig.
Yeah.
SanDisk, first of all, is not comparable to Intel.
No, not at all.
And solid-state hard drive is different than a SanDisk hard drive, whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So he starts trying to tell me this, and I'm like, I'm finding it online between 60 and 180, but if you say so, I can do 50.
Yeah.
So I was just, I'm just ready to get rid of it, right? I don't even care at this point. But after that, I was like, nah, who cares? I'm not going to sell it to this guy. He's a douche.
Yeah.
He asked me, is it used? And I was like, it's unopened. That's why I had it at $90.
Right.
And then, because I had already offered 50, he's like, oh, okay, I'll take it for 50. And then I just never said anything back to him. I'm just like, you suck.
Yeah, I hate haggling. It's awful.
I mean, I put it at 90, and that's, I expect to sell it for like 60, 70.
Yeah.
But not an amp, $10 cash, or anything like that.
An amp, $10 cash, and a handful of pubes.
Yeah, no kidding. And a CB radio. What am I going to do with a CB radio?
Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah. I've had a couple more people come out and say that they would be interested to be on the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
But I just need it. Like, once summer rolls around, I'm going to be able to have more time. I'm just like, right now, like, no. Like, please, don't bother me. I have to work. But that should be fun. I was talking to somebody about it. This is kind of funny. I might as well say it, because, like, who cares? But my friend JT and I were talking at the Plasma Center, and I was like, you know what? We hit, like, 500-something the other day. My friend sent me a message saying that our podcast is doing pretty decent.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, that's good to know. And I was like, yeah. I said, it'll do a lot better, though, when we start inviting people onto the podcast. Because, like, we'll have guest appearances, and they'll tell their friends, hey, I was on this podcast, you should go check it out.
Yeah.
You know how your ego goes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit, I've fallen into the same thing. Like, once we started recording, my ego got boosted. I'm like, hey, guys, go check this out. My friend and I started using we've been recording podcasts, you should listen to it.
Yeah.
And that was how we spread word of mouth.
Yeah.
So I figure that once more people start coming on, or, like, you know, It only goes up from here, you know?
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite. It's scaring me that we're getting traction, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I kind of like it. But it's more pressure, you know?
Exactly.
And I feel guilty more than anybody for having to do the stupid Skype calls.
Nah.
Because that really sucks.
It's fine. There's a lot of podcasts use Skype calls, but I think the way we're doing it'll be much higher quality for audio.
Yeah.
I'm just worried because
we're new at it.
Yeah. And I've posted like a few episodes where the audio's all fucked and just too quiet. It's just awful. Like last Monday was just a day full of cringe, man. Because I got to work, I didn't listen to the thing because I was so tired that night before. I didn't listen to it all the way through. So I didn't realize that the audio levels were off between the intro and the content. And then I get to work, listen to the episode at like 11 o'clock, and I don't usually get off until like 5 or 6 on a Monday, and I just heard it, and the audio was just terrible. So the whole day, that's all I could think about. It was just, I want to go home and change it, because I just kept seeing the listens come in on the episode, and I was like, oh god, no.
Yeah.
It was awful.
My friend made a suggestion. I don't know why, but apparently we're doing something right because we're attracting listeners. I don't know what content they necessarily like or dislike, but we're doing something right.
Yeah.
They keep listening. So, I don't know. They like hearing us ramble or something, but he said more structure or something like that. And we try to have structure, but at the same time, not having it is what's attracting our listeners.
Yeah. I like the impromptu feeling of it. I don't want it to be scripted, because then it gets like monotone, and I don't know. I just don't like things being scripted.
Yeah, yeah. He mentioned that too. He said, yeah, when your jokes come in and stuff like that, that's all ad-lib. Like, but we do have topics to discuss and stuff, but
yeah,
it's all on the spot, a fly of the moment.
Yeah.
But I guess people like it, so keep listening, I guess.
Yeah. Or don't, I don't give shit.
Yeah, and if we lose viewers, then we'll know we need to change something.
I guess. Probably, I don't know. I'd respond better to criticism than just losing listeners.
Oh, no, me too, but which is why I'm still a little upset. I guess people just don't really think about it and to put in the time to email us or anything or even comment.
Yeah, but well, I mean, how often do you comment on a YouTube video
I don't.
Or something? Exactly. Yeah, it's just
never.
Not.
Never.
It takes a certain kind of person or somebody who's really into the show.
Their ego, right? We just need to invite them on the podcast. And then they'll start emailing us saying, hey, this. Oh, I had a hold your goats moment.
Yeah.
I wish that would be pretty. I haven't had a hold your goats moment this week, I don't think. I've been pretty calm.
Yeah.
Other than, like, just people at work.
I've had a couple, but I want to make some music for it or something.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of audio cue into the segment.
You know, I really thought it was really funny. The new outro, where you're just like you're just like whispering into the mic, like all quiet.
I think it's so great.
I didn't know you used Toddington Bear.
Yeah,
he's
cool.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah. We had him on like a USB flash drive while I was in Mexico.
Oh yeah.
And we would just listen to it when we would wake up in the morning, like on loop. All the different tracks.
Yeah.
They're only like 16 seconds long.
Yeah, they're
sometimes.
Not long. Yeah.
But yeah, we used to get a kick out of that. I actually have a really funny video. I'll just have to show you next time I'm down.
Yeah.
Where we recorded it.
Yeah, he's cool. He puts all his music out for free, and you can
use
it commercially. You can use it for whatever you want.
Yeah.
He's legit.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's why we had him.
Yeah.
I can't even remember how we came across him, but it was pretty funny.
Orale.
Orale. Where did you learn that?
Working at Teppanyaki.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
But they're Japanese.
It's a Japanese restaurant run by Chinese owners and staffed by
Latinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There wasn't a...
Orale.
The only Japanese person that worked there was one of the servers.
Oh.
And he left after like 2 months, so not very Japanese.
Yeah, I don't know who's still working there, but I'm so glad I never got a job there.
Yeah, man, it's bad. Well, that one's bad. It's a franchise, so other ones could be awesome, but yeah, the one I worked at was just gross.
Right, right.
There's cats living out in the back and killing birds, bringing them into the kitchen. It was awful.
We're just totally dissing on it on the podcast.
Yeah, man. I do not support that business.
That location.
That location, yeah. Man, it was nasty. And they would cut hours from people's paychecks.
No, I remember you talking about that, you and Chase.
Disgusting.
That's funny, though.
Scumbags, man.
I think I was, like, the only one out of our handful group of acquaintances that didn't work there.
Yeah.
I was like, F that shiz, I'm out.
Yeah. I can't believe they let me be a server, man.
Oh,
how
wait,
antisocial I am.
That must have been when I was already gone.
Awful. It could have been. Can't remember.
Yeah, I hope to never work in restaurant or fast food. Luckily,
I think
so
everybody
far, I
should
haven't.
Have to for 1 year. I think it should be mandatory.
Never.
They have to
I'm
work.
Not doing it.
They have to work either retail.
I could do that.
Or
customer service.
Yeah. On a
Which,
call,
I'm
like
surprised.
A call center or food
like the,
industry.
The Vivint call center, I like see what they do and I'm like, why don't people want to do this? You just sit there all day and wait for a call. They're like watching YouTube videos
or
Game of Thrones.
That's tech support. That's incoming calls. That's easy call center. I'm talking about outgoing calls.
Oh, outgoing? I would never do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would suck.
It's awful.
Hey, what's up?
What up, dude?
You're on the podcast.
Oh,
say hi.
What's up, podcast?
But yeah, I see what they do, and there were people playing cards yesterday. Like, a group of three of the employees were just playing cards between each other.
Yeah.
And they have, like, I think I might have said this already. They have a basketball court, a ping pong table, a freaking, what is it called? Where you slide the pucks? Shuffleboard?
Air hockey?
It's shuffleboard.
Oh.
No, it's like a shuffleboard. Like, you slide these really heavy metal things on, like, a waxed surface. Like a... It looks like a bowling lane, but it's not. It's on a table, right?
Oh, I got you.
But it's, like, super long, and at the very end, they have sections
yeah.
marked, like, 1, 2, 3 for however many points. And if it falls off, you get zero.
Yeah, and you try to knock other people's out of the way.
Yeah.
Get a better score or whatever.
But that looks really fun. What's up? Say hi, I'm in the podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, but yeah, they have like shuffleboard and they have all this good stuff. I don't know, like, they hardly are ever accepting calls.
Yeah.
At least not yet. I mean, they opened on, what was it, Monday?
Hmm.
It's Sunday now, so they've been open for a week. That's why everybody's touring the place. They're like, oh, come check out my work. It's brand new.
Suck dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I just sit there. I have to log what I do every hour. So when I'm not doing that, I'm either studying because I have tests tomorrow and Wednesday. Or I'm just, I decided to start to look up articles on the internet, because what the heck, why not?
Yeah.
And I found a couple that were interesting, but whatever. Nothing too crazy. So, what do you want to talk about, brah?
Well, I was hanging out with my sister yesterday, and we were talking about my youngest sister.
All right.
And we were talking about gender and, like, transgender and all that stuff, and it's just all the arguments that I hear about gender and people saying, oh, you're assuming my gender and all that jazz.
Oh, right, when they get upset.
Yeah. Most of it, I think, stems from just definitions of things. Like, I can see how people want to say that gender is a choice because we put so much emphasis on gender roles and terms like masculine and feminine, but gender's not a choice. You're born with an XX chromosome or an XY, and
okay,
that's, it regulates so like different hormones that go through your body. Males have testosterone, which kills them earlier. That's why men are more likely to die at a younger age, is because of all the testosterone that's going through their body.
Right.
And then females have more estrogen. That's proven. And they go on a crazy cycle every month that guys don't have to deal with. You're telling me there's not a biological difference there? There's obvious differences between gender. And, like, it's just, it's the terms. It's saying men have to act a certain way and females act this way. But I really think it's all just personality.
Right.
You know?
As far as I'm aware, I don't know much about this at all, but I think the thing that they're trying to define is they're trying to make gender more abstract. They're not, like, I see them trying to make a difference or differentiate between biological gender and whatever feeling of gender that they have. They're like, there's no doubt that there are two biological genders. That's the way it's set in stone.
Well, and then,
but I feel like people are trying to twist the word gender or redefine it to mean something else.
Yeah.
I don't know what they want us to call it, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah. There are some hermaphrodites which kind of break the mold.
Right.
But that's like the only exception. And then there's...
And I was talking to my mom about this the other day because she started mentioning something. I can't remember what we were talking about.
Mm.
But basically, the ones that are hermaphrodite, or like when the doctors get it wrong, it's such a small percentage of the population,
mm-hmm,
that it's almost like an outlier. It's almost, I'm not going to call it irrelevant because it's not irrelevant. Those people are important too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so small of an occurrence that it doesn't really... like, all these people that are pushing, like, transgender, queer, LGBTQ community, I'd say maybe, like, 1% of them fall into that category, you know? 1% of that group falls into the category of the hermaphrodite people that have been messed up, or like, people that, like, doctors got wrong. I don't know. I just feel like it's such a small percentage that that can be taken out, and the rest... you can collectively group into something where they're trying to redefine the word.
Well, I don't know, because that's... The LGBTQ stuff is more sexuality than gender, like what you're attracted to.
But that's what the thing. It's so vague what they're trying to define gender as that group gets associated with it. I have no clue who is who in this discussion anymore.
Well,
when people talk about gender, I just think all that collective group, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think that like lesbians and homosexuals, that's not a gender thing. It's sexuality. That's a like
right.
Yeah, who they're attracted to. Gender is what you identify as.
Right. And that's I can't make that difference anymore because there's so many that it's just confusing.
Hmm.
Like you'll watch some video or something, right, of some person or group of people trying to explain, oh, I'm this, and I'm all these weird X, Z, Y, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, these are my pronouns, and this
right.
is this, and I don't even know what... I'm unfamiliar with it, so
yeah.
It's all gibberish to me.
To me, it's what is a choice and what is not a choice. With
right.
people saying they're, like, trans... Or not transgender, sorry. Like, pangender, poly...
Yeah, I don't know any
Jewish
of that.
Or gender fluid, that's like, that to me is a choice, and they just want to get out of the gender role just definitions, but you can't say that that's gender, that's personality.
Right, exactly.
I think that's more of a choice.
Too.
But with sexuality, like being bisexual or pansexual, that's, you don't really have a say over what you're attracted to. And that's to me, that sexuality is not a choice. You can, even if you're molested as a kid and that makes you into a homosexual, you don't have a choice over the matter. That's kind of forced onto you. But the way I see it, people, like, you don't have a say over why you're so attracted to the female gender.
Right.
You,
it's something
yeah.
I have just a passion.
There's yeah,
inside me, right?
That's not a choice. You didn't make the choice when you were young, you know. That's why it kind of drives me nuts when people say that oh they're homosexual because they choose to be, or they say oh well they were molested as a kid and that's why they're homosexual. Like it's just dismissing it. Like I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah, I know people that do make those arguments. I haven't personally had to encounter anything like that, but I've heard those be mentioned. You know.
Yeah.
Luckily, I don't really know anybody like that. But yeah, I could see that. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely like a giant snowball effect right now. It's getting bigger and bigger and more of an issue. I think you mentioned last time, like, if you see that going to legislation or something like that, it's going to be very hard to define and actually enforce
mm-hmm.
because it's all up to interpretation or definition, right?
Yeah.
How that person feels in that moment.
And if that gets passed, we lose... Free speech.
So
we lose free speech.
Exactly.
It becomes under attack. You can't. You have to police what you're saying. That's tyrannical.
Exactly.
It's a slippery slope. And that's like the only actual freedom we have in this country is being able to say what we want to say. And that's if that comes under attack, then it's all out the door.
Exactly.
A like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goat segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being. Hold Your Goats at gmail.com.